Now let's go back north of the border to follow up on some real estate transactions. Earlier this week, we reported on a group of Chinese real estate bargain hunters preparing to leave Beijing to search for home deals in the United States. One was a lawyer named Ying Guohua.
I'm looking for a home in the $500,000 range. But if the quality is really good, I can go higher. If it's good value for the money, I'll consider it.
That was his thinking before he left. Good values can be found in the U.S. these days. And Rob Schmitz of member station KQED caught up with Ying and the rest of the house hunting tour group outside of Los Angeles.
Ying Guohua stepped off the luxury tour bus and rubbed his eyes. He had just arrived from China, and a scrum of reporters from the local Chinese language press were peppering him with questions. This made him look even more dazed. They followed his every move as he toured his first model home here in Sumner Ranch, one of dozens of Spanish-tiled suburban developments among dozens of other Spanish-tiled suburban developments in Corona, a city 50 miles away from Los Angeles. The Chinese real estate buying tour of the U.S. got off to a rocky start. On the way here, the driver got lost. This development is so new, the roads don't appear on any maps, not even Google. Once here, the circus began. Aside from the media, Chinese-American real estate agents descended on the group, handing out business cards. One man stalked them, giving them free copies of his book, Pursuing the American Dream. The title was written in Chinese above a large photo of the author in front of an American flag and a cutout of the Statue of Liberty. This was all a bit disorienting for Ying Guohua. His bloodshot eyes peered through the model home's living room window. He scanned the outside landscape. Skeletons of unfinished tract homes abounded. Empty fields lay beyond. The smell of manure hung in the air. Ying looked puzzled.
The environment here isn't so bad, but I think it's a little far away from the city. What kind of area is this? Seems like a place where you'd raise horses or sheep. This looks like farmland to me.
One country's farmland is another country's suburb. Mr. Ying's first lesson in buying American real estate. His second lesson came to him after learning the price tag for this home, $400,000.
In Beijing, a house like this far away from the city center, wouldn't be as cheap as this house.
And that's precisely why this group is here. Home values in the cosmopolitan cities of Beijing and Shanghai haven't slipped as much as they have here. This is the first of a series of U.S. tours for wealthy Chinese looking for bargain properties. This group will visit new and foreclosed homes in the suburbs on both coasts. They make up the newest Chinese export to the U.S., landlords. Many of them, like Shanghai resident Yao Yuan, are real estate developers looking to buy properties to rent to Americans.
I found out about this tour over the internet, and I was immediately interested. I'm a very busy person, and I don't have time to come to America and shop from house to house on my own. That would be exhausting.
Miss Yao is looking for an investment property. She plans to rent it out at first, and then when her children are old enough, send them here for school. Her price range? $500,000 U.S. dollars, equal to about 4 million Chinese yuan.
3 or 4 million yuan won't really buy you much in the good neighborhoods of Shanghai, so the prices for these homes seem fair. But I want to make sure that I buy a house when the market is at its lowest point. I'd hate to buy this house and have prices sink further.
Prices sinking even further? Welcome to America, Miss Yao. Outside the model home next door, Shanghai developer Jenny Zhang squints, purses her lips, and points out the property's shortcomings to her friend.
The master bedroom is a bit small. Whoever designed this house was a little stingy.
But it's a good price.
Yes, it's very cheap. It's only $360,000.
Inside the house, Ying Guohua, the lawyer, says he hopes to find something before the end of this trip.
I'm not just window shopping. I'm serious. If I spot a good investment property, I'll have my people come back here and follow up for me.
Hopefully Ying's people will have better maps. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz.